My friends, we are approaching the great month of May. The month of May is, of course, the month of the mother. And if you're like me, sometimes you neglect to say the thank yous that you should. Two huge thank yous that we sometimes forget to say, but are critical to say, is number one, thanking our Lord for the gift of his mother. We take it for granted. We shouldn't. Where did Jesus give us the gift of his mother? On the cross, at Calvary. John 19, 25 through 27. This was the price of the gift of his mother. And it's only after Jesus as the divine redeemer and Mary as the human co-redemptrix accomplished the work of salvation that Jesus then does not want to leave us orphaned and gives us the gift of Mary. Ecce mater tua, behold your mother. So we must always prize, but also thank our Lord for this extraordinary supernatural gift of having Mary as the spiritual mother of all peoples, including our personal spiritual mother. And as well, we have to thank Our Lady. I go significant periods of time without thanking the mother herself for all the time she intercedes on our behalf. I think we're all going to be astounded and perhaps embarrassed, if embarrassment is allowable in heaven, perhaps not, but you get the idea, that we haven't thanked our Blessed Mother more for the daily times of intercession, not just the big events. This is not vocation calls, loss of family, loss of life, big advancements in our spiritual growth, but the little daily elements of our life where mothers are manifesting their particular concern for you and me. Our Blessed Mother does that daily, repeatedly for you and me as our spiritual mother. So thanking our Lord, number one, thanking our Blessed Mother. And the month of May is the best time to, again, re-engage with these things we should be doing throughout the year. And then thirdly, to respond in love. And we've got the three great devotions to our Blessed Mother. Number one, the rosary. Number two, the scapular. Number three, consecration. The rosary is the compendium of the gospel. The rosary, according to Pope Leo XIII, is the greatest prayer after the Mass in liturgical prayer. The rosary can change the course of human history, and the rosary can safeguard us from the adversary in ways extraordinary. Families, we have to return to praying the rosary as families. And individuals, as Our Lady said of Fatima, pray the rosary daily for peace in the world. So number one, the rosary. If we have fallen out of the practice, it's time to get back into practice for grace and for protection. Number two, the scapular. The scapular is a profound sacramental given to us in the 13th century when Our Lady appears to St. Simon Stock, the minister general of the Carmelites, and says that this will be a gift for you, that those who wear it will not suffer eternal fire. That is, those who wear it will be saved. So this is Lumen Gentium 62, that the Blessed Mother intercedes for the gifts of eternal life. And that if we do an act of faith that allows Our Lady to intercede on our behalf, perfectly theologically acceptable in terms of this great scapular promise. So we want to be clothing ourselves and protecting ourselves with scapular. In a real sense, an external scapular could be, in the best ideal situation, an external sign of internal consecration, which leads to the third great devotion to Our Lady, consecration, the climax of Marian devotion. Whether it's St. Louis Marie de Montfort and Holy Slavery, or St. Maximilian Kolbe and Holy Property, we want to consecrate ourselves to the Blessed Mother. And the month of May is a great month to do that. Some have said, well, I've heard about consecration, I haven't gotten around to it. This is when we want to get around to it, this great month of May, the great month of our Mother. And many people will prepare themselves during the month of May, and they make the consecration on May 31st, the Feast of the Visitation, where we are really asking Our Lady to visit us in the fullness of her intercession so that we can live our baptismal promises to Jesus like never before. Because, my friends, that's the heart of consecration. The heart of consecration is we give ourselves entirely to Our Lady as gift. Our self, our body, soul, our good works, past, present, and future, so that we can better live our baptismal vows to Jesus. The foundation of Marian consecration is the doctrine of Mary's mediatrix of all graces. So, especially during this month, we want to do these acts of love to Our Lady. And finally, we want to participate in crowning Our Lady. For over 100 years, there has been the movement in the church to crown Our Lady by a solemn definition. that the Pope would declare to the Church and the world that Mary is the spiritual mother of all peoples. She has confirmed the fruitfulness of that and heaven's desire for that in the private revelation, church approved, of the Amsterdam apparitions, where she literally says, only with this dogma will peace enter the world. So it's not a private revelation based dogma, it's a private revelation confirmed dogma that heaven wants Our Lady proclaimed, and literally it becomes a condition for world peace. So you and I can really do something to show honor and love to our Blessed Mother during this month of May. Number one, pray daily the prayer of the Lady of All Nations. If you have a difficult time getting it, it's all over the internet. If you have a difficult time getting it, we'll send it to you free of charge. Give us a call, 740-937-2277. As many prayer cards as you want, we will send you free to, in some small way, participate and respond to Our Lady's call to pray this prayer to prepare the world for this dogma. Number two, write to Pope Francis. In her May 31st, 1954 message, she asks us to petition the Holy Father for this dogma. Write to Pope Francis, always with respect, always with a proper care that it's his decision, not ours, but we as children can ask the Father for this great grace in crowning Our Lady. And you can write to Pope Francis by putting three postage stamps on an envelope and on the front putting his address, Pope Francis, Vatican City, 00120. On the inside putting a couple lines encouraging Pope Francis to proclaim Mary as the spiritual mother of all humanity. Can you imagine if the Holy Father, if this Holy Father were to pronounce Our Lady as the world's spiritual mother, it would be on CNN, on the BBC, on Fox News. It would be on every newspaper. And as she says in the Amsterdam apparitions, it would in a real sense be the fulfillment of the scripture, all generations will call me blessed. Every media outlet would say, Pope Francis declares Mary spiritual mother of all peoples. Glorious thing in itself, but an event of tremendous historic graces for us. Truly a new Pentecost, a new release of the Holy Spirit through the Immaculate Heart of Mary for the Church and the world. So during this month of the Mother, let's show her our love. Let's thank Jesus for her. Let's thank her for being such a great mother. And let's do these forms of devotion which show our heart really does belong to her. Rosary, scapular, consecration, and let's do our part for the proclamation of the fifth Marian dogma that allows peace to enter the world. Let's have a great and a generous month of the Mother. God bless.